June 19th is an important date in American history. For me and my family, it is the anniversary of the judicial murder of my parents, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, 67 years ago. What I lived through as a 10-year-old back in 1953 never goes away. However, for this June 19th, in the context of weeks of demonstrations by the Black Lives Matter movement and their allies within the larger American public, many white Americans are becoming aware of Juneteenth, June 19th, 1865. Long celebrated by African Americans, this date commemorates the arrival of a Union armed force into Galveston, Texas. On that date, 2 months after the end of the Civil War, the terms of Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation were finally enforced. It is important to understand that Lincoln's proclamation applied to areas of the South in rebellion against the United States. That included Texas. Though legally free as of January 1, 1864, that freedom could not be enforced until Juneteenth. What does America need to do to continue the march towards equality that began with the freeing of slaves on Juneteenth? It's a no-brainer. There must be a qualitative change in the relationship between Black Americans and the larger society, most specifically our criminal justice system. The current sea change in public opinion will not save Black lives until the culture of policing changes. There needs to be communication up and down the ranks of every police force that fellow officers and local politicians will no longer engage in knee-jerk defense of individual police committing crimes against Black people. In addition, and this is by no means certain, there needs to be evidence that the dishonest boilerplate used by officers who shot civilians, "I feared for my life," will not be automatically believed by mostly white juries. Until that happens, Black Americans will be like the slaves of Texas before Juneteenth, free officially, but not really. Meanwhile, Trump has figured out a way for him and his supporters to celebrate and encourage a white backlash against Black progress. He's holding a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the site of the worst massacre of Black Americans since the Civil War. This occurred in 1921, left an entire neighborhood destroyed, hundreds dead, and a prosperous local Black community devastated. Trump's action reminds me that Ronald Reagan began his 1980 presidential campaign in Philadelphia, Mississippi, the town where three civil rights workers had been murdered in 1964. Reagan stressed states' rights in that speech. Trump will undoubtedly stress law and order in Tulsa. On June 16th, Trump paid lip service to Black demands for justice. He signed an executive order containing a lot of generalities about best practices in policing. There's no teeth in any of the suggestions laid down, because only those departments that wish to be credentialed, whatever that means, must adopt the most basic reforms, like banning chokeholds. Meanwhile, the true Trump view came through in a rambling Rose Garden speech, which was heavy on, you guessed it, law and order. Trump's demand for law and order is an echo of the theme of the presidential campaign of the racist George Wallace back in 1968. In order to make sure he didn't lose too many votes to Wallace, Richard Nixon made law and order the center of his campaign as well. The result? Many people inclined to vote for Wallace decided that Nixon was close enough to their position. A law and order platform was a promise to go slow on civil rights for Black Americans. In 1968, the combined votes for Wallace and Nixon totaled 55%. It's up to us to make sure that Trump's efforts to stir up similar white backlash against Black progress will not succeed this time around.